Of all the jobs lost in November, a projected 11,700 were in the private sector. 3,100 of those were in manufacturing. Wisconsin's job losses came in a month when the U.S. economy as a whole added 120,000 jobs. Laura Dresser is a labor economist and the associate director of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy.
Wisconsin started off better than national for the first 6 months, but for the last five has really lagged behind the national picture. But in both pictures, the picture when there is growth is anemic, and when we're getting losses, we're getting significant losses.
Dresser says the state would need to add more than 200,000 jobs just in order for the economy to feel like it did in 2007. Even as jobs disappeared last month, the state unemployment rate dropped from 7.7 to 7.3%. But Dresser says the jobs number is more telling.
Unemployment can move both because of a good thing, that can go down because there's more jobs, but it can also go down because of a bad thing. People give up looking. So unemployment is always a little bit mixed.
Case in point, the unemployment rate actually ticked up back in June, even though Wisconsin added jobs in that month. The Walker administration cautioned that these job numbers are preliminary and have been adjusted upward the last 5 months by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Even so, they leave Wisconsin well behind the goal the governor set of helping the private sector add 250,000 jobs by 2015. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.